so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Amen. That's our pre-worship song for this coming Sunday. So we want to get you prepared for that and ready for that. Got a message there from someone. Wanted to make sure it wasn't a prayer request. I want to welcome those of you who are on our social media platforms, whether you're on Facebook, on YouTube, Twitter. Be sure to heart, like, share, follow, subscribe, do all those things. Retweet there on Twitter. Helps to get the word out with all those different things that you can do there. If you have prayer requests, be sure to do that over on Facebook. That's what we'll be watching for the live to see your prayer requests there. Also want to welcome those who are listening on our phone live streaming. Thank you for listening there. If you need that number for anyone, please let us know. We'll be glad to share that with you. Don't forget, on our church website, you can download the worship bulletin for this week. These are out here in the hallway or at the other door. You have the children's worship bulletins there in the windowsill to my right. They're under that info tab online. Your prayer list is there under the info tab online, so be sure to get that downloaded. You can take that time to do that now, or you can print it off, you can get a copy of it, however you need to do that. If you do have access to the church website, I encourage you to go to the far right-hand side and click the Give Online tab. You can do your online giving there. You can do your offering. You can do your regular offering. We're still having Lottie Moon Christmas offering coming in, and that's an awesome thing. We'll have a new updated total for you this Sunday with that, so praise the Lord. But we are getting ready soon. I think it'll be in March there that we'll be emphasizing our North American missions offering with our Annie Armstrong Easter offering, and so we'll encourage you to be giving towards that. Also, don't forget to be praying for our missionaries, too. We have those in the windowsill to my right. And then also, we have connection cards. If you need to give us, if you're not getting announcements, you're not getting the call outs, any of those things, maybe your phone number's changed, your email's changed, any of those kind of things, encourage you to get one of these cards, fill it out. That way we can get your information corrected, as well as you can signify on there how you want to receive those things. If you want to receive the newsletter via email, or if you'd just rather receive it in paper copy, you can also see it there on the church website anytime too. You'll see on the screen there the YouVersion Bible app. We are still in the middle of our emphasis for our prayer Bible study, but you can download that app on any one of the platforms. Scan the QR code there, it'll take you to it. Once you're in that, you'll just discover your church there. For Tullahoma, it'll show our church listed there, and then you can make our church your church. It will show this prayer challenge, Bible reading plan for 30 days. You can start that anytime that you want. It's called Lord Hear Our Cry by Jack Graham. It's a great study. If you've not done that yet, I encourage you to take the time to do that. And then also don't forget the Men's Night of Worship that's coming up February the 28th. If you're planning on being part of the barbecue competition there, scan the QR code, call the church office, or call the Duck River Association at the number you see on the screen there, and you can register for that. But if you're planning to go to that, please let me know. We don't have a sign-up sheet yet on the board, but we'll have that this coming Sunday to make sure if anybody is planning to go to that, so we can make sure we let them know how many are planning to come from our church, so that they'll know that for the meal. And then also don't forget the Bless app. If you've not done that yet, in fact, I meant to put the new picture up there, because the QR code that you see on the screen will just take you to the App Store on whichever platform you're on to download that. We have a new one that'll be in the bulletin this Sunday, as well as on our screens, that will take you, and it will automatically populate it as our church. So if you do go and download this, make sure you choose and designate our church as your church there. But what it is an opportunity for us to be a blessing to our communities that we live in, to pray for the people around us initially. That's the first and foremost step, and so we want to encourage you to be doing that. Sign up for that. Help us to be praying for your neighborhood so we can reach as many people. That's where reaching people begins, is through prayer. So if you're ready to start being a blessing to your neighbors, scan this QR code. If you don't want to do all of that, just call the church office. We'll get you signed up to get the list of five that we'll send to you each week or however often you want to receive that. We'll send you five individuals who are in your neighborhood area, in your community, to be praying for. So just wanted to remind you about that. Be sure to take the time to do that. We'll have some more that we'll be sharing this coming Sunday about that ministry also. So Brother Mike.
Hello, everybody. Well, the song was picked. Hope it goes with it, your sermon tonight. But we're going to sing, and it's been a while since we've sung this one. I didn't go back and look how long it's been, but it's hymn 151, The Way of the Cross Leads Home. Was it back in the fall? Oh, it was back in the fall. Okay. Well, soon to be spring, I hope. So, y'all, would you stand? Miss Gail, go ahead. I must need go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss. The way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It is sweet to know as I onward go. The way of the cross leads home. I must needs go on in the wood sprinkled way, the path that the Savior trod. If I ever climb to the heights so blind, where the soul is at home with God, the way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It is sweet to know as I onward go, the way of the cross leads home. Then I bid farewell to the way of the world, to walk in it evermore. For the Lord says, come.
Get the snowy background up there tonight for that song. So, yeah. All right. So hopefully at home you've had a moment to get your prayer list downloaded. Let me get Facebook open so that I can be able to see any comments you make there, any prayer requests. All right, so if you do have that, we have made some changes from last week, so you'll want to make note of these, and we have some updates on some others. Let me switch over here. All right, so on our Highland Baptist Church family side there, be sure to put any comments there, any updates on any prayer requests. On our Highland Baptist Church family side, I want to remember Carolyn and S.W. Stone, especially S.W. Remember him in prayer as he progressively continues to decline, so keep him in your prayers. Remember Arthur Hargrove, Betsy Farrell, Mark Raymond, Sandra Wells, Bill Warren, Amy Jackson. She is still waiting on an appointment to go and talk with them about what they're going to do about the cancer spots that they found in her lymph nodes and whether they can remove that or if they're going to do treatment for that, but one of the two. So just continue to keep her in your prayers. Pray for George Duncan. He slowly improving. I think he's got maybe one or two more, I think was what we said, to go through. So keep him in your prayers. Keep Ken Tatum in your prayers. He still continues to have a lot of pain. Miss Diane Tatum, also Gordon Jackson, Tommy Griffin, keep him in your prayers with his medical situations and everything. Just pray for encouragement for him. Pray for Miss Carolyn Waller. She was here this past Sunday, is improving and doing much better. So we just praise the Lord for that. But just keep her in your prayers as she continues to heal. Be in prayer for Miss Gail McBride. She continues to have lots of pain in her back from her surgery that she had. Hopefully soon she'll be able to start some therapy with that, but just keep her in your prayers. I know even when you start that kind of therapy with the back, it's painful, so just keep her in your prayers. I remember Miss Gayla Everett, she had some back issues also. Brother Robert has some medical issues. Both of those, keep those in your prayers. She had surgery also, so keep them in your prayers. Miss Beth Kidd is back at home. Remember Miss Linda Jones? Was she at Primetimers yesterday? Okay, good. Good. She had not been at church for several Sundays, but we just praise the Lord that she was able to get out yesterday.